and now a Court Low at the Half Pint Cafe. It was a normal day at the Half Pint Cafe in eastern Montana. The electricity was buzzing in and out. Clem, the local Mr. Fix-It, had been fixing cafe plumbing and mistakenly flooded the place. Guests would need their galoshes just to get some toast and coffee to start the morning. And our cafe heroines, owners Lucille and Eloise, were just discovering the mess.
Clem, what's going on?
Lucille, Clem isn't here. He's gone.
Well, Eloise, how would anyone know? We have a flood in here. I thought he was going to fix the plumbing.
Well, the toaster works, kind of, on and off. And Clem did fix the water flow problem, but he missed the drain.
Obviously. Looks like he routed it over the door. Where'd the toast go? Where's the cash register? Where's our open sign?
Flew off somewhere. Floated into the storage room. Don't know.
Mrs. Wimberly will be gossiping about this for years, not to mention she's always trying to close our cafe.
I think we should invite her over, see if she can swim.
Not neighborly of you, Eloise. She's a shark. Of course she can swim. We're not open yet. Still washing the floor.
Really, washing the floor. I bet we could sell scuba gear. Clem, where are you?
No use yelling for Clem. He left, like he always does, in the middle of a job.
Help!
Did you hear that?
What?
That.
What's that?
A noise?
I said help! Help!
Is what I said. I'm Clem, and I want to get out of here.
Out of where?
I'm stuck in the pipe. Get the plunger.
The plunger? You've got to be kidding. The plunger? Clem is the size of Grizzly Adams. I don't think we have a plunger that size.
We aren't open just yet. Swimming lessons will be offered at noon.
Stop joking around. Get the plunger. Rummage around till you find Clem.
Storage room.
Here's the plunger. What the heck happened?
My notebook fell into the pipe. Stuffed up the drain. Finally.
Best day ever.
Worst day ever. My notebook is soaked. I was keeping track of the hours I spent. I'll just have to guess. 4 hours to get started, 2 hours to clean out the pipe, 3 hours of synchronized swimming. That will be $314, I reckon.
$314? We still have to clean out the cafe.
Find the toast and the open sign.
314 or else.
My, the floor looks really clean.
Want some toast? It should be around here somewhere.
Visit the Half Pint Cafe next week as Lucille and Eloise work to undo the wiring fix that Clem made. And Mrs. Wimberly springs an unwanted surprise on our cafe owners.